Well, in a further political twist, the Prime Minister's fleet of high-security Holden limos appears likely to be replaced with BMWs. This is because Holden did not put in a bid for the lucrative contract to replace the ageing fleet. Imported cars are also increasingly replacing Holdens among the broader Australian population, as Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge reports.
Australians have an enduring love affair with new cars. So far this year, we've bought more than a million of them. But Australia's car market is one of the most competitive in the world, with consumers swamped with options, especially from Europe and Asia.
I bought the Volkswagen because I think it's a beautiful car and good value for money. I've had Australian cars before, Australian-made cars, and I just decided to go a European car. Something different and see how it goes, and very happy with it, yeah.
Why have I bought a Mazda? I've never really liked Holden cars. I just don't think they're manufactured and finished as well as they should be. I guess they've improved over the years. The new Barina is great, but I just couldn't go to a Holden, I'm sorry. I'm a true Aussie, but our car industry, I just don't think it can work anymore.
What car do you drive and why?
Volvo, and mainly for safety. It's a safe car and I do a bit of driving, so... very economical.
Bill Malkoutsis runs an auto engineering consultancy firm, Talk Talk, and worked for Ford for 13 years, including a stint in Detroit. He says sales of Australian-made cars are being eroded because there are more than 60 different brands for buyers here to choose from.
It's huge. We have such a diverse collection of possibilities that you can go out and buy now compared to what there was 20 or 30 or even 50 years ago. If you compare it to what was available at the time, we have SUVs, four-wheel drives, small cars, large cars, micro cars, from the little smart car all the way back to the original limousines and the like.
How does our market in that diversity compare to, say, other markets around the world?
It's very unusual. It is actually very unusual. We probably have more models and brands on our marketplace than possibly any marketplace in the world, even America, which is surprising, I think, to a lot of people, and Europe. We're just a melting pot of all of those different manufacturers.
Bill Malkoutsis says that diversity has largely been caused by Australia's open market, where other countries tend to be more protectionist when it comes to their car makers. For local manufacturers to survive, he says Holden could take a leaf out of Toyota's book. The company has been exporting some of its cars to the Middle East. But he says the government must continue to invest in the industry to promote innovation and to secure jobs and engineering intelligence.
I'm a member of the Society of Automotive Engineers, and one of our board members has actually put forward a paper where he talks about looking into areas of emerging mobility for the future, 10 years down the road, not now, but 10, 20 years down the road, that might be those leaning motorcycles that have an encapsulated two people in a tandem sort of situation, that are encapsulated, that have all the protection and airbags and everything else, but have a much smaller footprint on the road. There's talk of these vehicles getting under a litre per 100 k's with two people on board. What better way to go to the city with under a litre per 100 k's? You can go to the city for less than $1.50 as it stands right now. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we're not seeing the potential in this, but it is a future vehicle. I don't think we're ready for it right now, but if you look down the road in 10, 15, 20 years, it may be the vehicle of future.
That's Bill Malkoutsis from the engineering consultancy firm Talk Talk, speaking to Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.